This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hello, welcome to the James and Kim Cast. I'm James Howard.
I'm Kim Carson.
Okay, so some things we're going to be talking about on this edition of the James and Kim Cast. Are you ready for September? Yay! Things to look forward to this month. Also, this is something that I have just failed at miserably.
I can't believe you failed at that.
Oh, no. I think we'll get to that here.
We'll get to it.
Just a little bit. Random calls. And then which one of us sucked our thumb until we were 3 years old? James Howard or Kim Carson? Welcome to the James and Kim Cast.
All right, everybody gather around.
Everyone, listen up. Gather around.
Today is so weird.
It's weird today.
Is it weird?
And why is that?
No rhyme, no reason.
Got no rhyme, got no reason.
No rhyme or reason, good.
There is no rhyme or reason.
Don't try and analyze it. There's no rhyme or reason.
No reason at all.
That's going to be weird.
Told ya.
It's showtime.
All right, before we get totally started today, let's talk about our sponsors. We so appreciate EPB Fiber Optics. It's the fastest internet around, and it's the best value in town at only $67.99 a month and only from EPB.
Let's talk about food first on the podcast.
You're going to make my stomach growl.
We got Melissa Lill with the Chattanooga Market joining us. We got a big festival that's happening this Sunday, September 5th.
It's the Street Food Festival, and Melissa, how many mouth-watering food trucks are going to be there on Sunday?
Well, the exact count, I cannot tell you off the top of my head, but it's a couple dozen. I mean, it's more than you by yourself could sample, so that's why it's important to bring your whole family so that you can kind of do musical meals.
Ooh, musical meals.
I like that.
Yeah. If you want me to be impressed with your vehicle, it better be a food truck.
There you go.
You know?
Well, it's really a sight to see because we line them all up on Reggie White Boulevard right there in front of the pavilion. And, you know, you just walk around and see what they have on their menu. And it's a lot of fun.
What I encourage people to do, whether you're solo or you've got your family, like do a little progressive lunch at the market and share. Like, you know, like maybe your spouse get one dish at one particular food truck, you get another, and you guys compare and you share and you kind of go down the line.
Yes, I want to try them all, but a couple of dozen, I'm not sure I can do all of that.
Oh, I can handle a couple of dozen food trucks for sure.
No problem for you, right?
No.
It's almost like they need to give us little mini samples so we can get a little bit of everything.
Exactly. And if you want to kind of get a start planning it out, if you're that much of a foodie that you want to make a plan, we've been spotlighting different food trucks on our Facebook and Instagram pages this week. So we've got a few pictures of their offerings and, you know, talking about just a few because there will be so many that you could start thinking about it.
Yeah, sure. What's the most interesting?
Well, the most interesting to me, probably because it's top of mind because they were sending me their menu, but it's interesting. It's a food truck called Food, F-U-D. Food, you say Food Vibes, but it's spelled totally different than you would think. And it's Southern Cuisine meets Jamaican or Caribbean food. And their stuff is so interesting. It's like, you know, got a lot of jerk seasoning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, macaroni and cheese, which is a Southern thing with jerk chicken kind of meal. So if you like a lot of flavor, I would suspect that's one for you.
I was about to say, yeah, what a great combo.
I know, it's like a flavor fusion, and I'm all about the spice. So that sounds delicious.
There you go. Yeah, I'm trying to think. The other cool thing is, you know, of course, Leafy's will be there with pizza, and you cannot go wrong with Leafy's. But food trucks have gotten so creative. Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for salads even, or just it's like not only going to a full-on restaurant, but going to a very different restaurant with different things. And they're so fresh, healthy, and fresh ingredients that they're getting from the market usually.
Yeah, yeah. And what's really cool is that you can get your food at these fabulous food trucks, and then you can sit down in the shade at the pavilion and listen to live music. Tell us about the live music.
Yeah, so we have two free concerts essentially on the Lodge Cast Iron Civil Stage. And this, I happen to know, Sundays is Ryan Oyer and Gopher Broke is their name. And both really terrific, well-known in this area artists. So you're right, you make a full day. Go grab some lunch and go sit down and listen to some live music.
Hey, Melissa, have we spotted any gourds, any pumpkins at the market yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet. It's a little bit early, but yeah. I would suspect mid to late September.
We'll start looking forward to that. We got to get our fall decorations out soon.
Yes. We are kind of all wishing away the hot weather, aren't we?
Exactly.
Yeah, I put up my Christmas tree last night.
Did it make you feel cooler?
Well, listen, we have apples and peaches going on right now, so it's a bit of a struggle with Mother Nature. She's still hanging on.
Isn't that wild to have apples and peaches at the Chattanooga Market?
It.
Yeah, yeah. Melissa, we love it when you call the show. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Change of Kim cast. Tell your friends about us. Like us. Cherish us.
Cherish.
Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. Maybe.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, how about sharing us with your friends?
So we took this random call from a listener on the show. We didn't share this with our Sunny 92.3 listeners. We're sharing this with only our podcast listeners like you.
I was in ninth grade and my best friend gave me a gobstopper, a piece of candy, and it got stuck in my throat and I was choking. Ooh. And I looked at my friends and I just got up and ran out of the classroom and went to the bathroom, and my male teacher came in there and started giving me the Heimlich. Instead of it coming out, it went down. And then I had to go to the emergency room and stuff. And my mom took me back to school that day. So ever since then, everybody was like, every time they see me.
Are we talking about one of those jaw?
Yeah, it's a jawbreaker.
Jawbreaker.
Yeah, right.
Good gracious.
Oh, man, it's so embarrassing.
So wait, did they have to take it out of you?
No, when my teacher ran in the bathroom to try to give me the Heimlich, instead of it coming up, it went down.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. So, but when you went to the hospital, what did they do?
They just gave me some stuff to drink and try to get me to throw it up.
How long?
They're like, oh, you're fine.
How long ago was it?
Oh, I was a long time ago. So, I was like, I just got into ninth grade, just got into high school.
Okay, because it takes, I've read research on this, it takes 27 and a half years for those jawbreakers, the big ones, to dissolve.
It's been a little bit over that, but yeah.
Okay.
It's finally gone.
Okay. Hey, ma'am, thank you for that story.
Did it make you laugh?
Of course. It put a smile on my face. Of course.
Thank you.
Thanks. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Love the phone call. It was kind of out of the blue, but absolutely loved it as we get our kids back in school this season.
But those jawbreakers, those things are massive. I will never forget. She kind of sparked a memory. I was in like 10th grade. And I was at church camp, and I had an adult come up to me and say, hey, pretend like you're choking. we're going to do a little skit.
No.
Well, the thing is, I probably should have maybe not gone the broadcasting route and gone the acting route, because I pretend like I was choking and someone grabbed me and started doing the Heimlich.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. And they drug me in. Somebody was on the phone with 911. They drug me into the kitchen, and I was like, I'm joking. See, I thought all that was part of the skit. And I looked out, and they were like students on their hands and knees in little huddles praying for me and stuff. And I was like, wait, I was told to do this. It was so dramatic.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awful.
Shame.
To this very day, people give me a hard time about it.
Absolutely, they should. You're so overly dramatic. It hasn't changed much, my friend.
I don't think I'm overly dramatic. Quinn, I'm not overly dramatic.
Yes, you are.
So, anyway, but I that's something I'll never forget.
Do you know I don't eat jawbreakers? I don't, because this sparked a memory for me.
Because your mouth is big enough.
Well, thank you, James. When I was little, I must have been 4 or 5 years old. It's one of my first memories. My older brother, who's 2 years older than me, was eating one. And he did choke on it, James. Yeah. Like, seriously.
Oh, I bet.
And my parents didn't do the Heimlich maneuver. Literally, I remember my dad picking him up, like grabbing him by the ankles, turning him straight upside down and smacking him on the back.
Well, how old was he?
Because about 5, 6.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because I know you do that with little infants.
And it popped right out. But to this day, I don't eat those because it just brings back that crazy memory.
Yeah. You gotta be.
Now, don't you feel bad about faking that choke?
Yeah, thanks for making me feel better.
That's my job.
Who's ready for September?
I'm so excited about September.
I am very excited about September. Hey, by the way, thanks to our wonderful friends at EPB for making the James Kim cast possible. Thank you, EPB. Let's talk about things to look forward to in September.
Try to remember the kind of September.
September morn.
We still play out in the rain.
Wake me up when September ends.
Do you remember? Walking the first night of September. But dancing in September. All the way down to the summer.
So one of the things I'm really looking forward to in September is the new Cinderella remake that's coming out. Cinderella, one of my favorite stories. But this one has Camila Cabello in it, Idina Menzel, and James Corden. So I think it's going to be really good.
Was she the person that's playing Cinderella? What's her
Camilla.
Name? Camila. She passed
Habana
out.
Unana.
Didn't she pass? She passed out.
At the premiere.
At the premiere.
She did, but she was okay. She just literally fainted.
She just fainted. Okay. She didn't pass out.
Well,
what's the difference?
She got right up. How about that?
Okay. All right.
No harm, no foul.
So I've seen the preview to this. I'm just old school Disney.
Are you?
But the thing is, I'm not going to knock it. I haven't seen it yet. So
I like the story any which way it's told.
Yeah, I do. I do too.
And I'm also excited that The Masked Singer is coming back. Have you ever watched The Masked Singer?
You know what? I've gotten bits and pieces of it. But I haven't really gotten into it.
It's so entertaining, and it's really hard to figure out who these people are.
So we've got season 2 of The Morning Show. We've got Dancing with the Stars to look forward to. We've got The Voice. We've got The Conners. Like you said, The Masked Singer. A lot of folks are excited about another year of Survivor.
How many years has that been on?
I know. Tell me about it. You got the Wonder Years reboot. So
that should be good. I've seen a preview for it.
Yeah.
Oh, and the one thing we have not talked about, college football is back.
Oh, my goodness. Don't get me started about college football.
Go Vols.
Yeah, go Vols. Go Mocs.
Go Mocs.
You know what? I don't care. I just want to go to a football game. I don't care who. I root for the Tennessee Volunteers and the UTC Mocs because I went to UTC.
We should have a giant tailgate party at Finley Stadium.
Of course. That's always fun.
Yes.
Get some wings.
You can do all the cooking.
I'll be happy to. I'll grill, and I'll bring my cornhole set up.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is my favorite time of year because, my gosh, we've got soccer, we've got NFL football, we've got the Ryder Cup that starts this month. You got the U.S. Open, with tennis. So the Braves are doing well right now, knock on wood.
There's just a lot to look forward to, not to mention the official start of fall.
And you've got Beer Lovers Day, which is on the
7th. Oh, that's your day.
Yeah, right. And then you've got Grandparents Day on the 12th. Pepperoni Pizza Day on the 20th.
Did you skip Talk Like a Pirate Day?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did that on purpose.
Yeah. It's my birthday.
Is that your birthday on
that
the 19th?
That is my birthday, okay. Yeah.
Is it always? I guess it's always on the
19th.
Okay. I mean, no, your birthday.
Yes, it's always on Talk Like a Pirate Day, matey.
Hey, things to look forward to in September.
Okay, James, we've been in suspense long enough. What did you fail miserably at doing?
Being a matchmaker.
Oh.
You're good at this, I understand.
I am pretty good at matchmaking.
I've got a best friend, and we've been best friends since third grade. We've known each other since kindergarten, and I have failed miserably in the past. I've given up. I've given up on him. Then there was somebody not too long ago that just broke up, dear friend of mine, and they were married. I set them up. I was so proud of them. And I mean, they were talking wedding plans.
Wow.
Wedding plans over 2 years, and I just found out that they broke up. So,
oh, no.
That's all I got to say about that.
Well, I'm such a big fan of the matchmaking. I've had success in the past. And then someone set my best friend up with someone. That resulted in marriage last year. And they set me up with my current year-and-a-half-long boyfriend. Mm. So I'm a big fan of the setup and the matchmaking.
Yeah, sure.
And I can't wait to go to a wedding that I set up and have a T-shirt on underneath my shirt and say, "You're welcome."
Okay. Okay, take a picture of that, please, if that happens. Please.
My wife and I were set up by her friend.
How long you guys been together?
We've been married 14 years now.
Yay!
So, my wife and her friend came to church one day and sat on the family pew. And I came in a little bit late to church and sat down beside my sister. Well, her friend was sitting shoulder to shoulder beside me. And when the attendance pad came down, she looked at it and said, and she does not have a quiet voice, she said, "They have the same last name. They're brother and sister." So my wife turned beet red because, you know, it's very clear what her friend was there for. and then we go further through. It's a communion Sunday, so we go up and do communion. And when we come back, she had noticed that at the end of the service, you hold hands for the benediction. So she stopped and stood there in the aisle to make my wife get in the pew first so she would be beside me so we could hold hands at the benediction.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is special. What a great story. Yeah. What a great story.
Yeah, it was. It's fun. She still gets embarrassed when I tell the story, so I figured I'd share it with everybody in Chattanooga.
I'm glad you did. Hey, do you believe in love at first sight? Was it love at first sight with you? Or
It really was. My sister actually met her. My older sister actually met her before I got there, and she was like, "Oh, her name's Amy. She's great. You need to get married to her." I'm like, "I've not even met her yet." So. We had a lot of folks pulling for us.
What's your name?
My name's Jason.
Jason, you know, the reason why I asked, this new survey found that we're less likely to believe in love at first sight than we used to be. So I don't. This all depends on how you look at this. You know, Americans are either getting less romantic or more realistic. But glad to know that somebody still believes in love at first sight, which sounds like happened to you. Hey, thank you for giving us a call this morning.
No problem. Thank you. You'll have a great day.
Matchmaking is such a fun subject, by the way.
No, it's not.
Don't give up on it, James. Don't give up, okay? Hey, listen, if you want to check out this study that we had on matchmaking, you can find it on our blog. It's the James and Kim blog at sunny923.com. And before we go, I want to make sure we say thank you to our sponsors, EPB Fiber Optics. Of course, it's the fastest internet around. It's right here in Chattanooga, and it's only $67.99 a month.
Okay, so which one of us sucked our thumbs until we were 3 years old? I found this very interesting. Baby elephants suck their trunks for comfort, just as human babies would suck its thumb.
Okay, which one of us did it? I was hoping you'd forget this one, James. It was me. I did it.
All right, that's all the time we have for the James and Kim cast. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening.
And we'll see you Monday through Friday on Sunny 92.3 from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.